This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what dear you may find out, certain people not like me.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Kalina Insurance Limited, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Pass me and them girlfriend a link up.
Hello.
Dog, where you did that when they think tough? No food, clean water for drink up. Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip hop or calypso. You can't see the star through the tint up. Rose gold for the Cuban link tough. How much ice just a hurr and me ring up.
Okay.
From what day you may find out. Certain people don't like me. Everyone focus back a thing now. Bex throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me. Me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
You got it logged and loaded to the Wednesday, November 15th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty, in your company right up until 6 p.m. We're going to open up the lines today for you. It is Wednesday. A little wet on the outside, so please proceed with caution in gear. All right? You school run, work run. Listen, slow down. Get there. All right? Got people on the sidewalks. You got puddles galore. You got potholes underneath the puddles. Just proceed with caution and care. All right? Be humane. Don't splash nobody up. I know some of y'all go, please don't splash nobody up. Now, like I said, we're going to chime in. We got a special guest today, Mr. Stephen Greenstead. We have a great conversation with him. And Mr. Jeff Delavo going to be stopping in as well. So we're going to chop it up with them. Talk, you know, the issues of the day. And obviously the headlines that are blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian News and Views at Madison's 1844. And lots to talk about there. And in general, catch up with what's going on with Mr. Greenstead as well. And then, of course, you know, second hour, 5 o'clock hour, we'll be talking sports, all right? So you know how to chime in. Phone lines are open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in anyone of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live, tedio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here at Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Keep it right where you got it. Flip side of the break. Mr. Producer, let's get to that break. Flip side of the break. We got a fully loaded Wednesday edition, hump day edition, open line edition of Talking Heads. The Wednesday, November 15th edition, as a matter of fact, which continues right after this.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived! That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat, unlike the no-gets. At KFC, we hand-bread every day to achieve the perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Get ready to jingle all the way to Christmas with Fidelity's festive giveaway, with over $10,000 in cash and prizes up for grabs. Apply for a loan or open an ASU savings account for a chance to win. For more details, terms and conditions apply.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh-baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' pumpkin spice signature latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Gotcha on the Wednesday, November 15th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy, Naughty Indie Company, right up until 6 p.m. And like I told you, we got special guests in studio today. And one thing I love about this show that I always prided myself in from when we started it, I always said this is going to be a platform for the people as well. You know, we're going to talk politics in the first hour, talk sports in the second hour. Remember, I'm a Bahamian about country first. And then getting everything sorted after, as long as the country gets right. And I think we lost our voice along the way. And when I look around, there's a few individuals that keep popping up. They still continue, like I say, to keep chopping wood. Eventually, the tree will fall. And no stranger to the show, we have Mr. Jeff Delevoe. Obviously, he contributes regularly, always calls in, very impassionate caller, texts often. But always some great points. So I told Jeff, I said, one day, you know, when you got some free time, you gotta come on, Val. Obviously, Jeff got some free time. And coincidentally, happens to be the same time a very, Mr. Producer, I don't know, I got a little bleed in my headphones. We're going to play that in a little bit. Yeah, I had a little bleed. There you go. We good. And like I said, a pleasure for me to have back on the show. Obviously, been on the show in other incarnations and here early on when I first made the move over. No stranger to the show. And like I say, somebody who I'm proud to say helped grow me up, as Bahamian people say, Mr. Stephen Greenslade. Oh, I often refer to a lot of lessons and the mentorship he shared over the years. And I'm proud to see him doing what he does, both, you know, in his personal life and his professional life. And, you know, I appreciate what he's done in his political field, too. You know what I mean? It takes a lot of bravado and backbone to enter into that arena. But today I'm glad to have both of those gentlemen here just as Bahamians to talk about country, to talk about shop, talk about what's really going on. Because sometimes I feel I'm one of the few voices crying out in the wilderness. So I got some of them other voices crying out in the wilderness to come cry out with me together. Because today we got, we got a lot to talk about. And first and foremost, welcome to the show, gentlemen. Good to see both of you.
It's a pleasure to be here, Naughty. As you so right.
Now I got you on the microphone. I ain't got you on the end of the phone. I mean, there you go.
There you go. It's no stranger to me. I've been in this studio for many, many other shows. And it's a pleasure to be on your show this time
around. And I'm glad to have you, man. Long overdue. And of course, Mr. Greenslade, Stephen, good to see you as always. How's everybody? Family good? You looking good? Well, you have always known a long time. Mi casa es tu casa. You know that. And I literally mean that figuratively in any which way, you know. So I'm glad to see you finally, you know, get caught up with you because I've seen you doing a lot of stuff separately, you know. And it's a good to see you putting how you feel out there on social media, putting it out in the public domain so people could gravitate to it on their own. Because for a long time, I said, you check a lot of the boxes. You know what I mean? You get it. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad to have you here today to share. Obviously, Jeff, you know, he contributes regularly. And like I say, we got a lot to talk about. I mean, where do you see the Bahamas in 2023, Stephen? Is it something that you envisioned when we were younger? Do you think in 2023 it would look how it looks today?
No.
And especially no. Politically?
No. And before I get into my views, Naughty, I want to lay a disclaimer here. Because what I would like to say to the Bahamas tonight, I don't want it to get caught up in political generalizations.
Right. Correct.
Okay?
And that's why I'll stress again, we're behaving primarily today.
Yes, right? And we know politics is basically the vehicle that get our people who want to be in a government service to parliament, right? And so politics is with us. It'll always be with us.
No matter how much we try to avoid it, it always gets involved.
My view, based on experience, is this. We could clean it up. We could clean it up. We can stop being spiteful about it. We can stop being vindictive about it. Okay? We could enjoy it. Politics is a work that you really can enjoy. And I do believe a lot of the persons who take part in politics in the Bahamas do enjoy the work. The things that bothers me about it is from time to time when these elements of tribalism affect people and they act out against each other. And then it goes because you find that persons in one party may make a decision and persons from another party because of the party they're in. And it go on and on.
And we suffer for it.
This is a very wide
spread
topic we're trying to deal with now, right? So we could be up and down and about with these thoughts. But I'm here to say, and I've said to my comrades in the FNM. Let me go back a little bit. You know, I ran with the DNA in 2017, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little story behind that I didn't think I'd get to share during my first two times in election cycle, the first two times in election cycles that I campaigned and took part in, right? But I don't think I got the opportunity to really crystallize my story in terms of why, Stephen, why why you decided to get involved in frontline politics. Because if you look at Brown's story, there's nothing in there to say, well, look here, this guy will end up being a politician, right? So when I look at politics and the way it's done in the Bahamas, it's concerning because when I move around the country, I can see where neglect is eminent. I can see where probably absence of thought in terms of vision, in terms of building out infrastructure, in terms of building out urban communities, in terms of building out business communities on our islands. I see what we saw in the 60s, 70s, and probably the 80s, where persons were doing mom-and-pop shops and small businesses. And
right, hoping, small entrepreneurship trying to evolve.
But you know what I learned during my inquiry into this thing called political victimization? That a lot of people lost their opportunities to enterprise because of what they think was political victimization, depending on the circumstances that led to decisions that affected them. And so the subject of the element of political victimization came to bear on me in 2012, yes. And between 2012 and 2016, I toiled with whether or not I would get involved in politics at all.
Was that part of your motivation to get in politics because of the victimization?
Yes, it was.
When you say victimization, I'll be brutally honest. I think that's been part of the playbook from the inception. Part of the divide and conquer mentality. And who's the government of the day?
Yes.
And it shouldn't run like that. You should be, you know, run on your merits, on the content of your character, what you've done, what you've achieved. And if you know it in yourself that you failed, then pack up shop and go. Accept what comes to you at the polls. Or if you've done your due diligence, know that you should expect to be returned to office because you put in the work. It's not that I threatened or spooked or scared you into voting for me. I think this bully boy culture of politics needs to be, you know, eradicated. It's long overdue and it's long played out.
Yes. So we need to modernize politics in the Bahamas, in a nutshell. All right? We need to be more collaborative. Yes, political parties and their members and followers will be their tribes, right? But let's clean up our interaction a little bit more. Okay, let's not be out there excoriating each other just because we believe what we say about that guy will score points for us in the minds of our voters. I don't think that's true anymore, Naughty. Not true anymore.
We need to see debates. We need to stop seeing the mudslinging, and I'd rather see two potential candidates or three potential candidates have a live debate or a live discourse so I can find out and connect myself as to which candidate I gravitate to, regardless of party affiliation, whose message resounds the most with me. And that's how politics grows, and the playing field is leveled. It's not lopsided. Because if you lead it up to Joe Public, who you inevitably have to come to become empowered, and I think Joe Public keeps forgetting that.
Yes.
We the boss.
Mm-hmm.
So we should start being treated like the worker, because at the end of the day, it should be who we want.
Yes.
To represent us in whatever constituency. And if that means in one constituency the candidate from the PLP is the best and they gravitate there, then so be it. If it's FNM or DNA, the party you want to affiliate nowadays, that's somebody's God-given right. But it should be on display for us to gravitate to, not being force-fed what we should take. It should be, they should be listening for what we want. We should be feeding them. They shouldn't be feeding us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so... And you're absolutely right with all of those points. And so I'm one to think that we need to modernize it, yeah?
And I think we got a call, Mr. Producer. Let's get to the phones. Talking Heads, ready? Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
A pleasure. Good evening.
Mr. Sparky. All right, we got the illustrious Sparky and Big Jeff and Mr. Greenslave. Hey, we got Sparky for you. Sparky, how are you?
You know, I think I prefer the honorable name Bucket Mouth.
Yeah, the illustrious Bucket Mouth, Ratchet Jaw, Dirty Beige, Sparky. That's better?
But, you know, sometimes I try to speak to some issues sometimes. That man, they go in the supermarket. They smoky keep the foot to the fire. And Naughty, I got to ask some questions sometimes. I know you just give me some time. When it comes to Bahamians owning things, let me take it easy with this. For you to promote yourself a comedian, you go over Paradise Island and invite people to come over there. Take it easy with me right now. Why can't you own your own club over here and we come to you? Get where you're coming from. Why do we patronize ourselves and we always patronize other people?
Very
but just so you know, Sparky, just so you know, Joker's Wild is a Bahamian-owned entity. So for the record, I would like to know it is a Bahamian-owned entity.
The bridge and all that kind of thing.
I understand that point.
You understand?
I got that point.
Like Freddie Munnins Jr. always said, why you don't come down the place over there by Gladstone Road and this and that where the people is and do this kind of thing. But say, I'm not knocking anybody. But I'm saying this. What I'm saying now, for me started this political thing. When the black people took over from the UBP. Right now, today, Bahamian people are they afraid to admit that the UBP still own everything. We go to them, to all their hardwares, the Dalvinas, and the AZ Pritchards, and all of them places. We buy the stuff from them. We sell it out to the Bahamian people. All the foreigners and everything still own everything. What do the Bahamian people own?
I mean, that's a good question, Sparky, but I mean, you go in there already? You playing the race card already early in the day? Is it by-election time? What's going on?
No, I'm sorry. I'm not even getting in the by-election, man.
All right, Mr. Greenslade, about to answer your point that you just made, though.
Mr. Naughty, I am asking you one thing. Are we thinking about our children and our grandchildren in the future of Bahamian people, or are we still selling our country to foreigners?
I think it's the latter, Sparky, and not the former.
So when are we going to stop worrying about by-election, general election, and this and that, and at the end of the every day is about the UBP or the PLP or the FNM or the DOI, and at the end of the day, our children still can't afford to buy a piece of land to build a home.
Well, Sparky, when you have a statement like that, you got to remember Bahamians first, country first, and stick to it. So now when the PLP call you and rile you for standing up for country today, you can't call me tomorrow singing a different story. You got to stay firm in the trenches.
But I rile my own party. I rile everybody. I keep telling everybody, Naughty, I always say this. I am 72 years old. God, maybe tomorrow morning. When are we going to stop? We need to fight Bahamian first.
Sparky,
not foreigners first.
We hear you on that, Sparky, and I appreciate your call. Good point. We're going to let Mr. Greenslade speak to that, and Mr. Delaville speak to that.
Jeff, go ahead, I'll wrap it up.
Well, you know, very interesting viewpoint. And, you know, everyone who has ever listened to me on radio, you know, I, just like everyone else, we affiliate ourselves with political parties. But when you get to the point where you realize that it is always God and country first, and then the political party, then you could begin to create the momentum in this country to move this country forward for Bahamians. But what has happened in so many cases, I mean, just going out there, and if you just mention a political figure, everyone wants to jump down your throat. But when you start to talk about country and what are the benefits that they are receiving from the country, other than when they make the comparison between what is the politician appear to be receiving and what is the benefits that you as an individual is receiving from the country, then there's that disparity. But we have this thing as if we elevate certain persons among us as gods and we treat ourselves as peasants. So in essence, what I'm saying is you cannot blame the UBP. You cannot blame the PLP. The power is in the hands of the Bahamian people. And if you do not want to take the responsibility to take that power from the politician and take the power from the foreigners and take the power from those influential people in this country who have the access and the rights to what you as an individual, you as a Bahamian, supposed to be entitled to, and you allow them to continue utilizing it, but you sitting on the side and giving your power to them, then you cannot blame them. And this is the message that I've been trying to tell people from time immemorial. I personally, I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of it, and I want to see change. But what are you going to do in order to help the change to come? You can't just talk it. You have to walk it.
Agreed. Sometimes you need a solution. When you make that complaint, you got to have the positive solution to reinforce, you know, what the problem is and how to fix it.
Jeff cleared that up quite well. But I'm glad I asked him to go first so I could think about what Sparky said.
Mm-hmm.
The Bahamas is at a place where we all have to wake up, look around, see what we have, check our resources, and determine how we want to build this country forward. Sparky, I hear you, you know. You still on the line?
No, he's gone.
Sparky, I hear you. Walked the streets of Garden Hills, and me and you had a brief exchange. I heard you then, and I hear you now. But what I'd like to say to the Bahamian people as a citizen of this country is, unless we decide to unite ourselves, work together, create, be commit, be genuine in our intents, tensions, and commit to causes that improve this country, you'd be right here 10 years from now talking
still beating
about the
up
same
about the same conversation.
About the same thing. Starts with our mindset improvement. Then it goes to how we look at ourselves, how we look at each other. Then it goes to how we treat
each
ourselves
other.
And how we treat
each
other.
Other.
Can't get nothing done if we don't fix those concerns we have with each other.
Yeah, at some point, like I've always said, we could agree to disagree, but at least let's sit at the table and find out the things we do agree on so we can move forward there and work on the things that we disagree on to come to a common cause to get it done for the betterment of the country. It's always been we disagree and certain entities benefit, and the country suffers. And I think in 2023, there are a lot of generations and age groups and sets that are sick and tired of it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And they're tired of the same old.
Well, I get that. Sorry, no, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
See, 55 is something else, so it's memory, you know?
Right.
And that's why I don't lie, or I try not to lie. Because my memory, you know what I mean?
Right.
That's why I see LaRodia. That's my right arm.
You make sure you don't. Make sure you get straight.
Boss, you better look at it.
Google it. Here you go. No, but
right,
I mean,
my point is,
yes, the truth.
See, again, we have to, I didn't lost where it's going, but anyhow, we have to figure out how to work together. Right?
Yep.
I went to Andres last week, Friday. And I never been to that part of Andres. Although
right.
I went there campaigning I went on a stop with my comrades in the FNM, I think. Yes, I did. But I didn't notice that part of Andres we touched down on Friday, heading to another key. And sorry, the backward state that area's in infuriate me. It just infuriated me, Naughty. Okay?
Yeah.
Yes, why? And this is not a political stab at my friends opposite. But this is for us to consciously think about it. My friends opposite stated in their, and they're celebrating, and congratulations to them on the convention that they held. They know how to put on a show. I must give them credit for that. And that speaks to years of development as an organization, right? But what triggered my thought was the celebration of year 70. And when I touched down in Andrews, and I know a lot of smart people in the Progressive Liberal Party, I know a lot of them, I respect a lot of them, as citizens, as professionals, business people who I did business with, and the like, right? And of course, you know, I'm on the other side of the fence with the Free National Movement. But this is not political in my mind right now.
No, this is
national.
Correct.
Okay? But my political participants opposite boast of 70 years of rule or existence as a party, as an organization. My thing is...
Boast on that word progressive to me, too, but I don't think too much progressive.
Hold on. No, you remember, 55 now. These memories ain't stick around.
I'm a little younger, but yeah, I feel you.
Hold on. Boast of that, right? And when you look at the level of underdeveloped country, I would not say something like that on any stage. Because you can build, and I'll introduce this thought to the FNM too, you can build an economic team that will go all around the world looking for economic deals to birth enterprises, manufacturing hubs, cities, build bridges, causeways in this country. We have the landmass for it. This type of infrastructural development will naturally drive employment.
Correct.
Entrepreneurship. Social structure. Social stability. And economic freedom for our people, like Sparky is trying to elude to.
We got another call. That's good. If we got to go over into the 5 o'clock, we could do that too. I'm sure Pearlie wouldn't mind. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Norty, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I am fine. You got three wonderful person in your studio this evening.
Well, that's good. There's actually four of us in here. Three of them wonderful. So what'd that make me?
Four of you. My friend, Mr. Grace.
Okay.
Yeah.
Other guy, Alex DeRuda.
Now,
the green flag.
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful, ma'am.
Thank you.
I'm going to pull that you come through this time, sir.
It's in the hands of the people.
Yes, ma'am. We could use, you know, not if we could use good, honest persons in the whole people.
Yes, this sounds like my good friend in Yellow LA.
Yeah. That's right. That's my good.
You're number one partner.
Yeah, I know. I always see your comments on Facebook. I appreciate you, girl. I ain't call your name because I don't know if you want.
But everybody know. Everybody knows how to be a warrior.
We worked in the hotel together. hold up, Jeff. Nuwolya.
Yes, sir.
Tell the people a story about your friend Greenslade at the hotel. Quick story.
Oh, okay. Let me make it quick then. My friend Greenslade at the hotel was the same as is now today. And he had hold, like Jeff could say, one of the prestigious high position in the hotel.
Yeah.
And he was just like the Buffy.
Yeah.
Or the houseman, always very low down to earth, loving, caring, sweet person, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Despite his position, I'm naughty, he always the same. Even just here lately, I met him in Kelly's. And he don't, like at some place, he was just high or hell, he hug you, he slap you, you know what I mean? And when you see a person as genuine as he is, then you could go wrong. He's never changed all throughout the year.
I get attested on multiple levels as well.
Yeah, as a leader, you know what I mean?
Well, you watch what you say, because you know, yeah. Well, I can't make bucket right now.
That's all right. You coming through this time. I can see you, and remember I said I'm always there for you.
Yes,
just call
did.
On me.
You did. And
you and I will be walking the grounds together.
I look forward to it.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if they'll give me your community, but if they do,
you know now. Come on.
Yeah.
Then
okay.
You, I don't know. My other friend, Mr. Dave, you know.
Yeah, well, I can't bother that.
I'm not going to spend the time between the two of you. Okay?
Thanks for the call, Navolia. I sincerely appreciate your comments and,
you're welcome,
and your heart. Appreciate it.
Okay, yeah. Bye-bye.
Nolly, just before you go to a call there, I mean, you know, that is some, that young lady there is someone who, she don't cut mustard.
She calls it
for what it is.
And that's why me and her are right. You go out and I'll see it.
Okay.
Now, I got a text here that's coming in, and I want you to clarify this, Mr. Greenslade. Now, text, I get your text. Naughty, the gentleman who was speaking, Mr. Greenslade, says he's on the other side, but the F&M just as bad because they did nothing. So you can't cast blame if you're in a party that didn't do anything to fix what he's talking about. I think you might have mixed the part, but he said, and I will introduce this concept and thought to the F&M, meaning I will tell them the same thing I'm saying about the PLP. But we'll get to the break and allow him to pick it up and finish it for you on the flip side of the break. And we will go over into the 5 o'clock. Callers, I see you. Just hang tight. We'll get to you on the flip side of the break. Don't think the edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
You don't gotta stand in line, pay online. You can pay your premiums on time.
Right at Comedia.com.
Whether it's life, home, auto, marine, or health, it's all inside your palm. Pay insurance at Comedia.com. Whether it's life, home, auto, marine, or health, it's life, home, auto, marine, or health. We've got you covered.
Right at Comedia.com.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey. For every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world, Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop at johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale, and Michael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is pricey, and pricey is tradition.
So when you
play Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, November 15th edition of Talking Heads. I'm going to let Mr. Greenslade respond to that texter.
Okay.
And then we'll go to the phone lines.
If I got that clear, the texter indicated that...
Did you remember the F&M on that side? And they're just as bad because they did nothing. So you can't cast blame if your party didn't do anything to fix what he's talking about.
Well, I'm not... Let's get it clear. I'm not casting blame. I'm pointing on some facts, some observations I had, and both in going to Andrews and listening to some comments from the convention of the PLP. But I didn't come here to shoot no Well, it's at the PLP, not today. Want this topic to be general.
Correct.
And geared towards stimulating the minds of our people and redirect it to nation building as opposed to self-grandization.
And, right? And party politics.
All right. So this ain't a political move for me today. Right? Now, if I get instructions before we go to the Hill on the 22nd, yes, I will pick up my weapon. But today, I have laid them down to deal with this conversation generally for us people to pay attention to if they will. So, Mike, a caller, if you represent the Progressive Liberal Party, I mention your party with no ill intention. But to clarify a point I made, an observation I made while traveling to Andres and then marrying that with what I heard during your convention. And again, I went to say that I congratulate you on your convention. I congratulate Mr. Mitchell on his win as chairman. You know, I'll tell you a joke. last week when I announced that I was intending to continue frontline politics, I shot a little six-shooter at Mr. Mitchell. And the wife told me, put that down. You don't need to do that. Right?
Yeah, you know, I would say, hey, and, bang, bang, shoot him up.
I'd like to say to my senior brother, meaning Bahamian brother, because he did work for the country, despite what anybody may say. And I'm not promoting the PLP. I'm trying to be real here. I don't know if he saw that six-shooter I shot, but about 16 to 20 people found that humorous, and I pull that back, Mr. Mitchell. Please, friendship in your mind. Going over to the...
Well, please do that for Mr. Green's day.
Yes.
As far as I'm concerned,
yes.
Mr. Mitchell, me and you was never friends in nobody's mind, so it's all good. I'm going to continue on my road, thy road, you take your road, and be all good.
Naughty, don't go there, because I don't want you to mix up this intention here, right? And here's why I say that. We have to move away from even joking about the character of another person publicly because people will construe that so diversely. It might affect that individual. And that's what I'm not, I am not all about that.
Right, but on that point, though, we have to move away from the hypocrisy of it because a lot of the individuals that cry victim and claim victim are the ones that hide behind a keyboard and sling the most visceral and the most lies and slander. So, you know me. Here go. All right, I'm coming back over. You've been here before. I know. I'm coming this way.
I got you. Let me tell you another joke, right? Because we didn't get through that one. All right? But anyways, the PLP had a good convention. Congratulations to them. We on there for them. We have our soldiers in the field doing battle, moving toward the Hill. I understand that we are doing well in all sectors of that community. Our general, our armor bearer is being received well. And I would like to give kudos to them. I know what it's like on the campaign trail. This one was a pop one on us. And we're putting out all of our guns to make sure that we win this war. And I say that all in the proverbial sense, because when you go to battle, you have to think of yourself as in a war to be victorious and follow the principles of war. All right? That said, point Paul made when he asked, well, what about the FNM? I am one to ask anybody with responsibility to be responsible and accountable, whether you're at my side or whether you're opposite me, right? So I'd say I do make recommendations to our party in the forums that I'm allowed to, and I haven't attended council meetings in a while, as the schedule always conflict with my business schedule, but I do make contributions that I think will enhance the thought of nation building as opposed to party tribalism, all right? And so we came here today to talk about a particular thing in politics called political victimization.
And we're going to pick that up on the flip side of the break because we got to get to the news right now. It's 5 o'clock. Callers, I appreciate your patience. You can hang or call me right back after the news. I'll get to y'all right out of the break, and then we'll pick up that conversation with Mr. Greenslade and Mr. Delavo about something that is very rampant and very alive and very well in this country, political victimization. So keep it right where you got it. We'll pick up the conversation on the flip side of the break as the Wednesday, November 6th, 15th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Kalina Insurance Limited, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, November 15th edition of Talking Heads. Let's go to the phone lines and get this caller who's been way patient. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hi, Naughty.
Afternoon. How are you? Who's this?
I'm fine, thank you. Mr. Greenslade. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Mr. Delavo.
Good afternoon.
Oh, Mr. Delavo, Mr. Greenslade.
No. Before Mr. Delavo go, I would like for Mr. Delavo to please speak to the antiquated educational system we have. I'm listening to three intelligent Bahamian men, and I would like to think that the youth of our country would love to aspire to speak as well as you do, you guys do, on wherever they go. Mm-hmm. I would like to think that they would aspire to be like you all are. So mm-hmm. I would love for Mr. Delavo to please speak to this antiquated educational system we have in this country, because it is deplorable. I'm sorry.
I'll let Mr. Greenslade speak to that caller, because Mr. Delavo has left studio. Like I said, he had a prior commitment, but you know, he won't be no stranger. He's no stranger to the show. I'm sure he's listening and he'll chime in, or we'll hear from him tomorrow. But Mr. Greenslade is here, so I'll let him answer that.
Okay, Mr. Greenslade, it'll be my pleasure. But please, please put the politics aside, and yes. I know you have.
Yes.
But speak to it bluntly, yes. So that all Bahamians can understand,
yes, ma'am.
How backwards our society
is. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, caller.
Now, while I don't have the interaction in education to speak to any technical flaws that we may believe are there and how to address them at the moment, I would say that if you look at the results that our system produce, I will certainly support your view to a great extent. I, too, would want to be able to go out to a restaurant or to a social environment and sit next to a Bahamian who I don't even know and have a nice, warm conversation with them or exchange with them and to enjoy their thoughts expressed to me, similar to what you've described hearing from me. I want that to happen. I want our systems to reach to the levels where our children would be developed as they should at age 13, 16, 19, 20, and 21. I want our system to reach that level. And so how do we do it? What I'm hearing is we have to continue to improve our education infrastructure. We have to continue to invest in compensating teachers so that we attract the best. Well, all of our teachers are good now. Let me backtrack before I get myself in trouble. We have good teachers here in the Bahamas.
They need to be compensated as such.
Yes, they have to be properly compensated. And You know, one might say, well, gee, just all the world. No. We in the Bahamas. We're dealing with the Bahamas. We're not worrying about the world. We want the best. We want the best education for our children. We want the best environment for them to learn in. We want air-conditioned classrooms for them. We want them to feel that their environment is welcoming to them so that their minds could develop toward cordiality, toward nation building, toward kindness, toward love, toward inclusion.
Empathy.
Empathy. Well, things that really molds us into good human beings. We want that for our children. And it starts home first, then it extends through the different programs that we have for development purposes that include our educational program. I hope that answers your question on what I want and what I would promote if I'm ever in any capacity that affect decisions made at that level.
Let's get to the phones. I think Jeff chimed in to answer the texters or the callers' a question. Go ahead, Jeff. We got a couple thank of you. Callers, so try and make it brief if you could, please.
Thank you so much, Noddy. And caller, I did hear you. I'm actually on my way to my other prior commitment, but I wanted an opportunity just to answer your question. The Bahamas, I would say our education system, and many people would beg to differ, but our education system has been one of the best in the world. I mean, we have produced many, many great Bahamians. And when I say great Bahamians, I'm not talking about just children from wealthy families. We've had many children from middle-class homes, even down to the poverty level, that have excelled. And many of them have actually broken the glass window, the glass ceiling, whereas those who weren't even expected to do well are actually some of the presidents, vice presidents, and whole high offices, not just here in the Bahamas, but all around the world. Our education system, yes, it does need some work. It does need tweaking. But I believe that once we can attract the bright minds, once we can compensate our teachers properly and encourage them to perhaps even go and seize better a higher quality of learning to enhance what they already know and bring that here and apply it, I think our children would then again begin to excel in just about everything that they put their minds to. I want to close on this one very quick point here, Naughty. The Bahamas was once known to be very, very well known in the STEM program from way back then. We were known to be biochemists, chemistry majors. We were known to be physicists and so on and so forth. We did excel in the sciences at a high degree. And I believe that once we can, like I said, it goes all the way back to compensating the teachers, attracting the brightest minds that still reside here in the country, who's excelling in education, these schools, and actually get them engaged into imparting the knowledge and the education that is much needed to build a bigger, better Bahamas. And I think once we can do that, then the Bahamas can again begin to move forward in terms of our knowledge and education, not just here, but around the world. But thanks for taking my call, Naughty, and I hope I answered the question for the caller.
Thanks so much. Thanks so much, Jeff. Let's get to these other two calls real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
The words that I herald has no weight to those that has no understanding. This is Brayman, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, Brayman?
Radio man, what's saying?
I'm good, man. You got anything from Mr. Greenslade?
Which one of Greenslade is he?
Stephen Greenslade. I participated in two election cycles. The first one was with the...
Yeah, but we used to work before
okay.
You got into politics. Or before you ran. Or participated in the election.
I worked running my companies from 1994.
Where?
Right here in New Providence.
Where?
We are located off Markey Street, Ivanhoe Road. And that's the corner next to the Salvation Army.
Okay. What sort of business? I can't remember the business that
it's
on the side of the Salvation Army. Okay, but what sort of business are they?
My businesses include security services, construction services, charter services, services, import-export services, aircraft enhancement services.
Which area?
Between here, South Florida, and presence in Boston.
I see what I understood what you were saying.
Mm-hmm.
But let me ask you something. Somebody was speaking of education, right?
Yes.
What's your position when it comes to education or educating our people?
Well, my position is that we would want the best quality of education for our people. How we get that is what we might want to debate a bit.
What?
I say, how do we get it? How do we get the best education is what we would want to look at then, right?
So how much time that would take you to find what we need or what you are looking for?
It's right in our minds. We simply need to determine what we want and what we need.
Okay.
Make up our minds to do it and do it.
That's good thinking. If we could get the nationals to understand that, you'll be well on your way. But you know where I would want you to start with your intelligence, the court system, the police, and a lot of those politicians. Because it's terrible the way they're allowing that hospital to just carry on.
There you are, sir. Thank you,
Brayman, darling. Foyxton is the name.
Pleasure to meet you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Brayman, I appreciate you, man. Behave yourself now. Don't bust no corn now.
You know, Rico, you know.
All right, Brayman. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
This is Happy Naughty. How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man? You got a question for Mr. Greenslade?
Yeah. No, I just wanted to comment on the educational thing. I think part of our challenge is that what we expect or what we think is the situation don't match. And that doesn't mean that what the situation is isn't better than what most of the time what we think it is. As you said, also, actually, as Jeff said when he called in. But I think that's part of our big challenge. And so we have to find a way to connect in that so that we could make sure that everybody gets the information so that they could make more informed utterance comments. The other part to it is that we're asking a lot from a system that isn't already designed to be parents. And so to develop the children and then teach them in school also. Whereas before, you know, when you and I came to school, we came to school with a level of exposure, experience, et cetera, already. And I think that's part of the challenges that we have. But I also think that we also have to try and find a way to be less tribal in our discussions.
Yes.
As we move forward, because we can't continue to say we want a better Bahamas, but yet we polarize every minute of the day that we get an opportunity to polarize.
Yes.
And that's my comment on that aspect of what we're talking about. Thank you for taking the call.
All right, Happy. I'll let Mr. Greenslade respond.
Very good points there, Brother Happy. And I'll go straight to your last point. We need to reduce the level of tribalism among us as a people if we want to reach the modernization that we should be at now. I don't think we are actually there. Now, some persons may argue, yeah, are we there? Are we getting there? Or we have plans to get there. But we're not there, right? And it's because we don't come to conclusions collectively enough to involve the majority of us in benefiting from our country. And so not enough of us are able to give back to help with causes that benefit the country by and large. And so you find little pockets of things happening here, little pockets happening there. this organization might be doing one thing in the next, but we could to produce more results that reach more people. That's my view.
All right, let's get to this other call real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, good evening, Artie.
What's going on?
Good evening to my friend, Mr. Stephen Grainsley.
My brother.
Right here, man.
How's
Listen,
that?
I just wanted to put my 5 cents on the education system, and I want to move that into employment in the Bahamas.
Okay.
So let's start off with the fact that I still believe that it was a very good thing when the government got involved in preschools to kind of prepare them for the primary schools, and the education system is based mostly on the public system, with the majority of the students go to the public schools.
Right.
The advantage, I believe, most of the private schools have on the government schools is their reading system. They have a particular system they use. It's called Falcon Phonics, which is a very, very good reading system. I don't know why it's not implemented in the public schools. I don't think it is. But I know that certainly advances kids quickly into reading. They're able to understand reading.
Right.
I think that's a good thing they need to look at. And I've been saying this, I believe they're now making some steps to do this. I've been saying this for years, that we need to put more vocational classes in schools.
Yes.
I think the basic subjects you need to have, you know, English, math, you need to know some general science.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, these technologies, you need to know a little bit of geography too.
Right.
But outside of that, if we start teaching, making plumbing a subject, electronics a subject, carpentry a subject, masonry and these mechanics and these sort of technical subjects, make them a subject in school, then I believe you get rid of this D, because a guy may be able to make A in plumbing, electrical, welding, mechanics may be able to make A in all of those.
Yes.
And that would reduce this D in the school. What it also does, it now gives you an opportunity to reduce the amount of labor certificates and work permits that we have to issue in this country.
Yes.
I've been hoping that while I was director of labor, I would have an opportunity. I put a system in place, and I'm glad that I had a proposal in place. I'm glad it appears though this minister is taking one of my proposals. That one had to do with understudy. And I mean, it's so sad about politics in this country. But there tie ins to the job-related educational path of how we can get more employees and less work permits being issued. So I think it would have been 2019 or late 2018, I was trying to get a policy in place to cause there to be an understudy program that the employer would have provided the Department of Labor with that understudy program that should have been accompanied with the application form for any labor certificate, because the week starts with labor certificate.
Right.
And, man, I remember I get ring over the counter by the Chamber of Commerce. This lady, I think she's still in charge now, Ms. Rutherford. I think she's still in charge now. And Peter Gow, you mind they ring me over the call in front of the Minister and the Permanent Secretary labor that time? Oh, and then Candia Deems and Karen Depute from the editorial Boat Tribune. Man, they had me in there. Oh, I trying to bring back an old PLP, AD Hanna, the immunization program, and they had me over the coal. You know what's so sad about it? Benzana Man, who's now the Minister of Education, did not make one bit of defense on my behalf to say it was the right thing. Why? Because the FM is in power and the PLP is in the opposition. We got to take politics of education if we're going to advance this country and reduce the amount of work permits in this country. And that's what
All your points are noted, my brother. And greetings to you. I just got the voice at the tail end or the middle part of your commentary. But those are all noted points. And I would say that I would encourage, as a citizen of the Bahamas, I would encourage our brothers and sisters in the professional spaces to be open-minded. Be open-minded if a thought is brought to the table, discuss it amicably, and if it wouldn't work, then let's be respectful about expressing ourselves about that. And so if you felt any slight by what you experienced, I'd ask that you forgive the situation and move on and keep contributing to nation building. You are a nation builder, my brother.
You can't have people, you know, I know a lot of intelligentsia, you know, the think tankers, they put up a lot of good ideas, but sometimes, you know, people don't gravitate to them, or they pass them to the side, and or they get them to work on a bill for or a law for 10 years and then don't use it when they turn it into a bill or into a law. So I get the frustration there, but I agree with you there. You have to keep going. You have to keep contributing. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, good afternoon.
Afternoon. You have a question for Mr. Greenslade?
Yeah, I'll ask Mr. Greenslade. What is some of the first thing we need to get started?
I just catch myself. This you? Everything good? I ain't heard from you in a little while.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't want to be no, you know.
You are right with me. Chronic, you can call whenever you want. Ain't no chronic to you. Go ahead.
Yeah. But like I say, you know, I remember Greenslade, but what's some of the first fundamental things we need to start out in this country first for us to move? What do you think?
Well, in my view, my brother, I didn't get your voice, so I can't put a name to your voice.
Well.
But in my view, right, we cannot do anything physical or anything else.
I hear you too good, but anyhow.
Oh, yeah. You can hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you much better.
Okay, I was saying it in my view. It will be difficult for us to do any tangible thing physically until we get our mindset right. It's the first thing we have to do.
No, basically talking, I think we need to get the energy system sort of.
We can get to that. We have a lot of things we need to fix, correct, and bring up the standard, right?
Yeah, but that's the number one thing. If you get that correct, we could be on a good road.
All right.
That's one of the very, very first thing to me.
Yeah. Okay, I agree with you. I agree with you that the energy. Yeah.
And then I heard when Sparky called, and he brought up a point. But then again, you know, when we go way back, those people was in the wholesale business from way back that time, you know.
Yeah, but they're Bahamians too.
Yeah, right.
They're all Bahamians. So, you know, I don't talk in that space. And so that's why I didn't answer
you know,
that point.
No, I ain't nothing negative, you know. They was good at it.
Yeah.
I think you had a couple lot of, you know, wasn't it. But my point is that we have to get straight with the energy first.
Yes.
And then we could be looking forward to move on to education and those other things.
I know that as your point.
We must get that sort of first. Things is too high. And I had a problem when the lady tell the fella, don't say nothing. She don't want to hear about that oil deal no more. But they could have signed on and get the oil price cheaper. That's a bunch of nonsense. Yeah, you just bang on that straight through. That got us in the dilemma right now.
Yeah.
And you know, we catching hell right now because see, when energy costs go up, everything else go up.
Absolutely.
And that's my philosophy. And I think once you get that straight voice, then you can have more people go into business, stay in the business, and we can move on. But anyhow, I don't want some more things to say, but I'll
let Mr. Greenslade respond to these. So that's some good points you brought up. Good to hear from you.
Absolutely, absolutely. You're right. We do need to pay attention to energy production and distribution. And I know we have a new Minister of Energy. I'm eager to see what she come up with in terms of her creation and vision for the sector. And any effort that help us to reduce the burden that we now experience should be looked at and given consideration, properly budgeted and executed.
All right, we're going to get to these couple of calls, but Mr. Producer, let's wrap these calls because I do want Mr. Greenslade to speak to political victimization like we initially got talking about, so I'm going to leave some time. And obviously, you know, obviously callers want to hear your opinion and what you have to say. So that's something that you have to look at, which is a very good thing. That you're still, you know, in the public domain and people still want to hear what Stephen Greenslade has to say as a Bahamian first.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the objectivity that you're showing here today speaks volumes. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, good afternoon, Noddy.
Hey, what's going on, my brother?
To you, Perth.
You got a question? Hey, you got a question for Mr. Greenslade?
Greenslade,
Leo. We talking politics right now. We ain't doing sports today. We went over a little into politics today. So hit Pearly tomorrow. Hit me Friday, and we'll definitely pick up the sports talk. Let's get to the other caller. Appreciate you, though, Leo B. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, this is Dr. Lavette Scott calling all the way from North Carolina.
What part of North Carolina? Hold on. Before you talk to Mr. Green, you're in North Carolina. Where in North Carolina?
I'm in Raleigh. I called you before, Naughty.
No, but you're in Raleigh. You've been calling me from Raleigh, and you ain't sent me no ribs and no sweet tea and no barbecue. Come on, man. And some beans, too.
I'm still trying to find out who this voice is.
I know who it is.
But anyway, I want to say I am one of those Bahamians living in North Carolina. Yes. And it's not that I don't want it to come home. I wanted to come home at one point. I wanted to teach. I'm a professor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the board of the North Carolina Central Counseling License Sign for persons who are licensed clinical mental health. I was appointed by the governor of the governor Cooper. Is it Cooper?
That is good stuff, man. That is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just want to say that I have a young lady who I was mentoring, and she went back home. She has a PhD in rehabilitation counseling. And this young lady cannot get a job at the University of the Bahamas.
Really?
Because what I heard, like I said, this is what I heard, is because this person went and did a PhD, and the person who supposed to be on or would be underneath her doesn't have a PhD. So now they, I guess, all upset. But this is a young lady who came back home, went home, got married, had a kid, and now wanted to stay and work. And now this girl cannot find this professor, this doctor.
Levette, flip me your name so I could follow up on that, please.
I would, but I just want to say, some people did want, like I said, I did want to come home at one point, but it did. I didn't even get hired at University of the Bahamas either. I applied twice, and they denied me. That's when I was thinking of coming back home, right? But now, I mean, and I already set up here. I can't come back.
You chose barbecue over Kong salad, but it's all good.
What they're going to pay, they can't, I mean, university can't pay me no more. I must say, they can't.
Well,
when
do
I
it for nation
come,
building. That's, you know, that's my mantra.
Yeah.
Figure.
I had a public education. I went to Princeville for high school, went to UB, did my nursing, and then did a lot of other things afterwards. I put myself in the position wanted to come home and stay. But like I said, if you're not political, if you're not this, you're not that, and I wasn't none of those. I just go and vote who I feel is the best person to vote in my area. I voted for, not because of party. I voted because who was the best person in my area at the time. I was living in Bacardi Road at the time. But I must say, we have to do a better job. I've had a lot of young people who calling me trying to find out how to stay in the United States. They don't want to come back home. They don't want to come back home, and I'm telling you, we're going to have a brain drain.
No, we got one going on now. Trust me.
Yeah.
But
congratulations, Mr. Stephen Greenslade.
Thank you, my sister.
And you continue to do well as well, and keep doing the Bahamas proud as well in your capacity over. That's great achievement. Good stuff. All right, let's get to another call. This is the last one right now, Mr. Producer, and then we'll let Mr. Greenslade wrap up. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Good evening, Naughty. It's Travis from Freeport again.
Hey, what's going on?
All this well stuff. I would like to ask Mr. Greenslade if he would consider assisting the Lincoln Band group, because he's a very intelligent man, and the guests you had on today, and even the callers that called in and interacted, that were there, that the guest friends or colleagues of theirs, were a lot of intelligent fellas. And I was thinking, man, like from the PLP and FNM side. Because people are really fed up with this red and yellow nonsense going on over and over again. Like, you know, it have to be some type of alternative. And how you guys are intelligent fellas, you are sure in your minds and your brains, you have to have considered something like this before, even if it was for a brief time. But people really hurting out here and need real leaders in this country right now to step up to the plate and just live for country now, man, and for human people. So I'd like just to give you that question and see if that ever crossed your mind and to any effect.
Well, to be frank with you, it did cross my mind at some point, but it was too late when it did, because I think Lincoln, did Lincoln run in the 20? Yes, Lincoln had a group in the 2021 election.
Not to cut you off, right, but I feel like he is more, so he already bring the knowledge and the things that the people need to hear.
All right, let me.
I feel he, as his position, I feel like he needs to be more of a chairman of a body and have other people step in his position to lead that body.
I see.
That's how I feel.
I see.
That's an interesting take. I haven't heard that one before, Carla. That's quite interesting.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say that when the COI came about, I was already a member of the Free National Movement.
Yes, sir.
And like I said to the DNA when I joined them, the only thing will cause me to turn my back on you if you do this.
Exactly.
In 2017, after the election, I found out that the DNA did that.
Exactly.
And I was out of there.
Same thing. I was at FNM as well.
I decided to go back home to the FNM to work towards nation building. The FNM gave me a handshake back into the party and the ability to work in the community and building.
Yes, sir.
Yes, the FNM and the PLP made a lot of mistakes. They did a lot of good. Let's not forget. Mm-hmm. Because we wouldn't be here now doing what we do now if they didn't do some good. Right?
I believe in Michael Pintard.
So he
have a lot of people who have his back and know the type of person he is. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So when I give my commitment to a thing or cause or a group, the only thing that caused me break that, if they do something to me that I thought was principally wrong or a principal breach. Other than that, it's nothing you could say to cause me to turn my back on them.
Yes, sir.
If I have to correct them, I correct them internally. And my party know just how I operate. I'm straightforward. I'm clear. And I do not stand for unrighteousness.
All right.
You understand?
Continue to be that little shining light in a dark place, man.
Well, I don't know how much lighter he is yet, because I'm still a novice in politics.
All right. So
I'll do my best to represent you and any Bahamian voice that I hear. All right?
All right. Now, before we let you wrap, Stephen, I'll be honest with you. You got to promise me you're going to come back, because, I mean, we get calls, the lines just blow, we get texts. But today has been a very candid show. A lot of folks chiming in, a lot of new voices chiming in, too. So that's always good to hear. So we gotta, you know, I gave it Jeff, I gave it LaRota. We gotta make sure I'm,
well, if you
and chop
me,
it up. Well, I can get you. You could zoom. You could zoom from wherever you're traveling. You could zoom from your flight. You could zoom from wherever.
That's true. That's
it's
true.
All good technology. But I do want you to speak real quick, and then we'll wrap. Go to the break after Mr. Greenstead wraps, and I'll let you take it to the news, Mr. Producer. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So at the end of the day, please let's talk, and we could start it today, and we could continue it on other episodes, which is no problem. But it's something that you really need to speak to. And I think a lot of people have touched on it, especially the doctor who called in from North Carolina and some other folks and some other Texans. This is the continued fear of political victimization in this country. And we have to get from under that dark cloud.
We do. We do. We absolutely do. It's destructive. It destroys families. It destroys ambitions. It destroys the community. It's just destructive. And quite frankly, the reason I'm here today is I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it from the PLP. I'm sick of hearing about it from our party. Ivan, and you know, you could throw your darts at me if you want. I haven't seen victimization played out in our party when I came in and we were in the tail end of governing between 2017 and 21. I didn't see it. If it happened, I haven't seen it. People say it happened, but I ask, show me the evidence you have that it happened, and I will fight for justice for you, all right? But I hear stories after stories after stories of victimization, and I'm mounting a cause for people to come out and voice their stories so that I can take record of it. And with the appropriate authority, I could deal with it.
I think you and I, and many people growing up in this country, it's become part of the fabric of the country. It's become part of what I call Bahamiana.
Be so.
And it shouldn't be so. It's one of the negative parts of our culture that exists to this day. And a lot of times I tell people, that's why I pride myself that I work for myself. I work for a company independent from a government agency, and I could, you know, make a living slinging jokes anywhere in this continent, anywhere on this planet, on any continent, if I have to. Because I've never wanted to be under that dark cloud of victimization. But I have seen it over and repeatedly. I've seen you guys experience it. And we'll get to the quick break, and then we'll let you wrap up on it. But it's something that we need to talk about, and I think it shouldn't go away. I think it's time that we address it and start putting it in a corner. And we need to address the elephant in the room, and it's called victimization.
Yes. Yeah.
So we'll take a quick break. Flip side of the break. We'll be back to wrap up with our guest, Mr. Stephen Greenslade.
Your pumpkin favorites are back at Dunkin'. Indulge your pumpkin passion with fresh-baked pumpkin spice donuts, mouth-watering muffins, and delightful munchkins. Or sip a Dunkin' pumpkin spice signature latte made with a rich blend of espresso, pumpkin spice, and vanilla flavors, all topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. Available hot or iced, Dunkin' offers the ultimate pumpkin coffee experience. Head to Dunkin' today. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research, more advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Naughty Johnny's Restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to a live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's Restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well, what the
You've tried everything. ASUS, with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bs.
Protection for your money guaranteed with DIC.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in it, wanna step out and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste, then fine threads is your place, is your place, is your place.
Go CIBC First Caribbean. We help you
to get what you want this year. Spin the wheel of wishes with a trip for two to Miami. Spin the wheel of wishes. You can win loads of cash for Christmas. CIBC First Caribbean.
Win with your approved loan. Visit CIBC.FCIB/Wheel of Wishes for more information. Conditions apply.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
The new KFC Nuggets have arrived. That unlike the no-gets, ours are handmade using 100% white meat. Unlike the no-gets, at KFC, we hand bread every day to achieve perfect flavor. After you try our delicious and crispy nuggets, in the original recipe, you'll never settle for less. KFC, the real nuggets. It's finger-licking good.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Right, we're back at you right here on Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Listen, some of the texters who asked me to convey that information to Mr. Greenstead, I've gotten it to you, so he will follow up with you in regards to your cases of victimization. But I we will have Mr. Greenstead back, and we'll continue the conversation on this. I'm going to let him wrap on this, but I think it was important to bring to light that it's something, like you said, we can't avoid the elephant in the room anymore. We got to address it.
Yes, and I'll close with saying, reiterating that, you know, we do have to start thinking about the future we want for the Bahamas and what we need to do to bring ourselves together to accomplish it. And on the point of victimization, I don't think it should happen. And I think the general thought is it's commonplace, it's wrong. And I'll continue to raise my voice against it.
Well, I want to thank you for being here today. And I want to let you know, as always, mi casa es tu casa. So please, I'm going to get with the road. I'll get with Jeff, and I'm going to hold you to it at least twice a month, or if not more, and to your schedule, because I know you're busy. But we got technology now, so you could Zoom. We could do call-ins if necessary. But we want to keep hearing from you, because obviously the response we've gotten today, there are like-minded Bahamians out there that are sharing in the same concepts, the same belief, and have the same thought process. We need to get better as a nation. We need to fix the country first and then figure out the politics afterwards. Because if you don't have a foundation, no house will ever stand.
Absolutely.
And we need to get the foundation right. And we need folks such as yourself who are not afraid to share their thoughts and their knowledge for the betterment of the country.
Right.
And address the elephants in the room that we need to talk about.
Right. And do it as per our constitution, without fear of harm or ill will, you know?
Yeah. I'll be honest with you, just text written. Naughty time, Mr. Green said, all he got to do is talk PLP victimization for the next couple of years, and he'll get that nomination to run again in the next election.
Noted, Carl. Noted.
Did
right
you
now.
See, I mean.
Noted.
So obviously people on the run, they you know, like-minded, and guess what? It's time for our generation to be heard.
Yes.
And you know how long I've been standing up on the soapbox for that, right?
Yes, yes.
So rumble, my brother, rumble, I got you. They need to hear our generation, because we've always been the bridging between the older generation and the younger generation. So why not let us lead?
Yes.
Why not let us step in the gap and fix what needs to be fixed?
Yes. And, you know, so many Bahamians, I think, I don't want to prolong the show, but so many Bahamians keep their voices silent because they fear repercussions for speaking out. And that's because we don't hear a lot of the intelligence that exists in our society, a lot of the creativity that exists, if persons fear that if they speak out, there'll be some type of retaliation or repercussions to follow. And that's wrong. That's wrong. That's repressive, and it doesn't advance our country.
And I think once we continue to address it and allow people to know that it's not right, and you don't have to accept it, I think that'll be one less obstacle people have going into the next election.
Yes.
We need to eliminate that fear. And I think that's a ripple effect that will open up many other doors to be freed up from this said victimization.
Right.
So I'm glad you had the fortitude and the courage to address it. And it is kind of a, you know, it's a little box right there. It's a little can.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? I like the open can. So we'll continue to push this envelope.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm prepared to address this issue and deal with the consequences that may follow it.
And I appreciate you being here, and obviously we'll do it again. Mr. LaRota, glad you're here today, and Jeff Delavo, who was here earlier. Appreciate you, Jeff, mm-hmm. as always, and I know you're off to a prior engagement, but great show, and I appreciate you going over today, and everybody who texted and who called, good stuff. You got Pearly tomorrow. Enjoy the fullness of Pearly, and he'll be talking sports, I promise, and I'll be back in on Friday, and me and Pearly will do it again. So y'all keep it right where you got it. Have a great Wednesday. Good at it. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.